Thanks, Doc. Yeah, the T-28s were really rare back in the 70s and 80s. Ours came from the Congo, and in 1978, it was traded even up for a P-51 Mustang. So if anybody wants to make that trade again, my wife, who's sitting back here, give him a hand. It's really her airplane. She wanted it. She'd be willing to trade for a P-51, I think. Okay. Thanks. Well, great. Now we'll talk a little about the T-34, Walter Beach. And you say, that kind of looks like a Bonanza. Well, that's what started. It was a Bonanza. And there's a little petite woman named Betty Skelton. Betty Skelton was a race car driver. But Walter Beach, he was pretty clever. He said, I'm going to have Betty take it around to military bases, the prototype. And she debuted it in 1949. And the military, they liked that plane. That was great. Both the Navy and the Air Force, maybe the Air Force a little more than the Navy, because they said this is a bit much for somebody, the first time they ever flew a plane to fly this. So they developed the T-34A Alpha. The Navy wanted it, but they didn't want all the development costs. So they said, well, how can we avoid that? We want the A, but we don't want to split. The government's going to make us pay half the development cost. So they said, well, let's call it a new model, a T-34 Bravo. This is a Bravo. And what they did, they put 1 degree more dihedral. In the T-34A, the seats go back and forth. In the B, the pedals go back and forth. The A's got nose wheel steering, the B doesn't. Other than that, they're almost identical. But that helped the Navy not have to pick up the development cost of the T-34 Mentor. And then later on, it was such a great plane, they put the turboprop in and it became the Charlie. So we're really lucky to have a Charlie. I think there's only two or three in civilian hands. The ones in the U.S. government, they're sitting out in Davis-Monthan. And every month, there's another group of them gets shoved into the shredder, and they come out in pieces this big. So with that, we've got somebody that flew both the B and the C and the T-28. And this is a neat thing about Tom. When he jumped in that plane, he didn't have a driver's license yet, right? He was from New York. You don't need a car in New York City. So he went down, and I don't know if they have this photo of Tom, but he's got his helmet, and he looks mighty spiffy there as a young man. I don't know how old you were, but...
About 22 there, Paul, but thin and in a mustache as well. So, first of all, thank you all for being here. We commemorate the 70th anniversary. It's a great aircraft. Like Paul said, I started out in the T-34 Bravo. I've flown all these aircraft as an instructor, and I flew the T-34 Bravo and the T-34 as a student and a T-28 as a student. So I look back as I was starting to prepare for this Oshkosh given to 70, I started connecting some dots. I think I'm probably the only former naval aviator who's flown all three aircraft as an instructor. After going through primary flight training, I came back once I got my wings right back to a T-34 squadron at Sawfleet Field with a whopping 220 hours under my belt. My wings of gold, and now I'm teaching students with 0 hours. So needless to say, we were learning about it at the same pace, trying to keep ahead of the student. The reason I wound up flying the T-20 is we closed down Sawfleet Field in December of 1976. We decommissioned the squadrons, the T-34s retired, and I still had time on my orders, so I wound up going up to Whiting Field, where I then go to fly the T-28 for about 18 months. As I started doing some more research and looking through my old logbooks, it turns out I flew Doc's plane on 5 occasions. And I sent him my logbook entries, and it was really kind of neat to scroll down memory and say, hey, this is amazing, okay. And then fast forward, 18 years after I soloed, I wound up getting command of a training squadron in Texas that flew the T-34 Charlie. So I think the Navy is trying to send me a message here. You didn't get it right in the Bravo. We couldn't get you right in the 28 in primary. And now maybe we'll get it right in the Charlie. One thing I want to note for you, though, when we shut down Sawfleet, there was a challenge. We didn't have a primary trainer. So the for about an 18-month, almost two-year period before the Charlie came online, that was the T-28 was the first aircraft a student would strap on. So you didn't walk up on the wing. You had to pull the handle, bring the flaps down, and climb up onto the aircraft. So going from nothing to 1,425 horsepower as an instructor with a student could get very interesting, especially the first takeoff. I kind of made the analogy, if I could have put a paint roller with white paint under it on that first takeoff, it would be nothing like an S turn going back and forth as your student's getting behind power, ahead of power, trying to maintain directional control. But I will say it's like anything else, it's all relative. If you don't know anything different, then this is the first thing you fly. And so, quite frankly, if you didn't think you could strap it on, they did, and the students did very well in this. And we were training Iranians and Kuwaitis as students as well during that time. So I come from it from a little different perspective. Yes, I did get my license 4 days after I got my wings. In fact, the car I used was a Mustang, and my buddy here, Denny Flagg, and Bob Delaney, who are all Navy buddies, are in the bleachers here, so don't ask me any hard questions. I got stories on you guys too. And so the bottom line, I got my wings. 4 days later, I went down to the DMV in Texas. Big state trooper, big hair. Now, 1974, 76, if you remember, long hair was in vogue. Well, obviously, we're in the military, so we stood out. So this big Texas state trooper looks at me. What are you here for, son? Well, sir, I'm here to get my driver's license. What are you talking about? Weren't you just over here flying those planes and stuff? You just, oh, well, yes, sir, I did. I just got my wings. He goes, son, you're doing things backwards. Well, the driver says, Daddy drives me over because I couldn't drive the car over. And I'm like number five in the line here with a bunch of guys sitting there against the wall. And the state trooper just looks over to the lady behind and goes, I got him first. So I go to the head of the line. I'm going, I'm not sure this is good or bad. And so he goes, get in, son. So strap in. All right, start her up. He goes, okay, turn right, turn right, turn right, turn right. And we literally run around the DMV, but he goes, you're good to go. God bless you. And it turns out he had been a Marine drill instructor. And he said, Semper Fi, Tom. Good luck to you. And so, you know, that was going full circle. So that's my experience. I've loved these planes. They all have unique aspects to them. The one thing about the Charlie, it's got beta, which means you can reverse the blade angle and stop very quickly. And that's it. So if I have plenty of stories, so I got to stop now. So plenty of sea stories. All right, Paul.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just want to acknowledge my son and daughter out here. Joe, he's an F-16 driver for many years, Wisconsin Guard. Now he's KC-135 out of Milwaukee. And he also is a United 777. And Lindy, 99er, she flies out of California. So with that...
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
I want to also, I've been away, after I retired out of the Pentagon in 99, I kind of got away from aviation, was doing the corporate stuff. And I want to thank especially my cousin Gary, who I've been sitting in the back seat, 180 pounds of counterweight in his T-34 flying with the Lima Lima team. And so my cousin Gary Donovan has rekindled my flame. So thanks, cuz, for all your efforts in getting me back into flying again.
We have time for some questions and answers, and Robert here's got the mic, and whoever, raise your hand, anybody have a question? Surely there must be somebody that doesn't know something. Here we are.
I see some of the T-28s with the larger tire wheel and some with the smaller. Is there an advantage to one versus the other?
Well, the A's all came with the large tire, and if you look at them, they have a hydraulic steering. Now, some of that's been disconnected with them, but the A started that way. For the B and the C, it's differential, and as far as we can tell, all the B's and C's, because they, much bigger engine, a lot more weight, came with a small wheel. The trouble with the small wheel is if you land on grass, it's going to flip right over. So when it went to Vietnam and places like that, people got to put in the big wheel on. And to tell you the truth, Doc's got the big wheel because he's a D model. D models had big tires on them because they were landing on unapproved airports. So the difference is the big wheels might go off in the grass. Yeah.
Yeah, the other reason that you might see the smaller nose tire on some of the T28s out here is that smaller tire is a high-pressure tire. It has less rebounds, so that when you're landing on the carrier deck with that high-pressure tire, it's not like a basketball effect that it would bounce and so on. And that's the reason for the high-pressure tire, which is smaller. Also with the A model, if you notice a smaller engine, but look at the canopy difference in the two airplanes. The A model has a much higher canopy, and initially they thought there was going to be a little stability problem or whatever. So notice the roll bar that's up on the top of the canopy of this A model right here. Whereas later on with the Bs and Cs, they made the canopy smaller and removed the roll bar once they figured out that these airplanes were going to be very stable on the ground and so on. So, but kind of an interesting thing. This is a wonderful A model here with the high canopy and the roll bar up there.
Yeah. And we were – oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say we had a volunteer from Texas going to bring Paul Poberesny's old A. And you made it part way, right? And then the generator started giving grief. So Vince stepped in and said we could have his on display. So thank you very much. And thanks for the attempt to bring Paul's old plane up here.